Brother Terry, I apologize. I didn't give you a proper introduction. Some of you may not know Brother Terry and Sister Rhonda are members at St. Andrew Church in Panama City, where Brother J.C. Stanlin pastors. Brother Terry's a deacon there, and we're just happy to have you and happy to have everyone here today with our service. So pray for Brother Kenneth, if you will.
Good morning. It's good to be here once again. I do stand in need of your prayers. If you have your Bibles with you, I'd like for you to turn with me to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. If you're a good Bible student, you should know that this is the chapter of the crossing of the Red Sea. I'm not going to try to take the time to read the entire chapter, but if the Lord be with us, I'd like to come at this at a little different side, a little different angle than what we're used to hearing it. Like I said, if the Lord be with us. But anyway, Exodus chapter 14. In the beginning of the chapter, we see that the Lord had led the children of Israel to the sea. He led them to the edge of the sea. Now, it's close to two areas. And this seems to be a valley, kind of a low area. Well, from a human, military, strategic standpoint, this is a very vulnerable area. Extremely vulnerable. Low flat ground and the sea. Now, this is not a well-trained army. Like I've said before, these are not fighting people. Brothers and sisters, they had been in Egypt for 400 years. They had been in bondage for years. There's no fighting force. And again, they're in a vulnerable area. But always be clear of this. If the Lord be with us, it doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter if we're in the most vulnerable spot on the planet. If God be for us, who can be against us? So anyway, the children of Israel, they're in a vulnerable area. And the Lord had hardened the heart of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh went after the Israelites. He went after them. He pursued them. He had his 600 chosen chariots and all the army of Egypt and bearing down on them. As we see in verse 7, and he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and the captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, and the horses and the chariots and the Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea. So he overtook them. He was there. He could see them. And I could just see in his mind, thinking, like I said, that military strategic standpoint, I've got them. Yeah. I've got them. Mm-hmm. There's no escape. Verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes and beheld the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid. Brothers and sisters, can you just see in their predicament, in the spot that they're in? Like I said, they're in a very vulnerable spot. This is the most powerful army on the planet at the time. And they're coming. And they're coming for them. This is not just a case of mistaken identity. No, they're coming for them. And they were sore afraid. The army marched against them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is it not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. These people are in a really bad spot when they're willing to want it to go back to bondage. It was terrible. The conditions they had were terrible. The Pharaoh that at the time knew not Joseph, knew none of these people, had no care for them. He was using them as slaves. But they wanted, in their mind, they're thinking, I'm going to die. It would have been rather better for me to live my life in bondage. Isn't that the human condition? We'd rather be in bondage. We'd rather be in what we know than the unknown. We want to be in the what we're used to, what we're comfortable with. So what if it's the miry mud? So what if it's in darkness? It's what I'm used to. And sisters, the Lord brought them out of darkness, brought them out of Egypt. It's like what He did for us. He came to where we were. Didn't the Lord send Moses to Egypt? He came to where we were and brought us out of that darkness. But how often are we like this? We'd rather go back. We'd rather be there. And they told him, is that not the word that we did tell you in Egypt, saying, let us alone? They wanted to be left alone. Oh, but if they only knew what was coming next. Verse 13, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show you to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And the Lord shall fight for you, and He shall hold, and ye shall hold your peace. Like I said earlier, isn't that how we are in our condition? In this life that we live, we so often are prone to wander. We so often want to go revert back to the darkness. We want to slink back into that area. That's because this old sin nature that we war against every single day, that's where it wants to be. And we have to be constantly on guard. We have to constantly keep our mind and heart upon Him to keep ourselves focused where we should be. Like I said earlier, it doesn't matter where we are. If God is with us, brothers and sisters, we are safe. We are secure in Him. And we always will be. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still. You could just see these people. They see the Egyptians. They see the sea. There's nowhere to run. They don't know where to go. Stand still. Fear ye not. God is with us. And he said, see the salvation of the Lord. How oftentimes are we like this? In our life, we are challenged. In our life, we are going through trials and temptations. And sometimes it just seems like we're encompassed about by so many, just berated on every end. There's nowhere to turn. There's nowhere to run. Remember, brothers and sisters, stand still. Fear ye not. Because as the children of Israel were casting their eyes upon the Red Sea when it opened up and they saw the salvation of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let's fast forward to this point and look to Calvary, where our Lord had His arms stretched out on the cross and He bridged the gap. Lord, brothers and sisters, we are secure in Him. He came and He finished the work. There's nothing more to be done, brothers and sisters. He accomplished the work. And one day we will be with Him. So brothers and sisters, when we feel our life is crashing down upon us, when we see where there's nowhere to turn, brothers and sisters, look to Calvary. Stand still, fear ye not, brethren, and see the salvation of the Lord. We need to be reminded of this every day. We do have battles to fight. Not with people. And sisters, we have to war against this flesh every single day. It's my closest foe. And it's with me, and it will be with me, Lord, until my change come.
There you go.
A lot of times, often people want to read these accounts. And I call them account because it's not just a simple Bible story, brothers and sisters. This is the true, honest Word of God. But some people want to take this account and say, well, good for them. Lord, save them. What is it to me? Brothers and sisters, what is it to me? Brothers and sisters, it's everything to me. It's the Word of God. The same God that opened the Red Sea and allowed the Israelites to walk across dry land is the same God that's reigning today. He hasn't changed. He will not change. How many Red Seas has He opened for you? Maybe not bodies of water, but how many troubles has He just parted the way and allowed you to walk unscathed? I know He's done it for me. He's done it in my life. I know that. But just like the children of Israel, sometimes I forget. I'm so prone to forget. And it's often time when I leave this word off. When I leave my service off to my Lord, my heart grows cold, my mind grows weary. And I forget. Brothers and sisters, that's why we need to have this account. Well, that's why we need this word. We need to keep it fresh in our mind each and every day. Read it on a daily basis. Let not the law of the Lord depart from you. We need to keep it. We need to maintain it. Now, He's going to maintain His word. But are we going to maintain it in us? That's our job, to maintain His word in us. I hate to leave some of this, but let's skip down. We know that the Lord commanded Moses to lift his rod and his arm stretched forth, and we know the waters did part. Now, like I said, this is the true account. And it was the Red Sea. The sea. This thing was huge. Because we know it's huge because it's still around. And it opened up. And now we're not talking about just like, you know, maybe 100 people or so. No, we're talking millions. Millions of people. Brothers and sisters, I don't believe they just went single file. This is several, let's see, it's like several hundred miles across in some places. Now, I don't know exactly where they crossed at, but it's a big place. It took a long time to walk across this. And they walked across dry land. Isn't God so great? Isn't God so good to us? We have this account that He was good to them. Even though they were fearful. Even though they were wanting to go back to Egypt. Brothers and sisters, He has mercy upon us. Even in our weakest point. But another thing we need to find out. We need to realize that, like I said, in their predicament. Or in an earthly standpoint. They were in a vulnerable spot. I believe the Lord did that to show them, to give them proof positive. It's not of your might.
Amen.
It's not of any of your doing. Brothers and sisters, Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We need to know, we need to realize that it's not of us. It's not of my strength. It's not of anything that I have done. My righteousnesses are filthy rags. We need to put on the righteousness of God and cling to the Lord Jesus. That's the salvation that we have. That's the salvation we enjoy. And sisters, they did not know Christ. And sisters, today we have the blessing of knowing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have the blessings of knowing He came and knowing He accomplished the work. Just like that sea was such a great gulf There was no escape. There was no way to get there. Brothers and sisters, in our condition, after that, rewind to the beginning, when man sinned in the garden, there was a separation. There was death by sin. There was a separation from God. There was no longer that communion we have. He had with God. Brothers and sisters, when Christ came and He was upon the cross and the wrath of the Almighty God was laid upon Him, brothers and sisters, it was finished. That gulf was bridged. We have an advocate with the Father, so we can call upon His name. We have restored communion with God. I can call to God whenever I want to. I can call to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help me, Lord. And He's readily available. He's always there when we call. But another point. Moses would say, the Egyptians that you see today, you shall see no more. He didn't just stop there. He said, see no more forever. Brothers and sisters, when the work was accomplished on the cross, when Jesus Christ died upon the cross and rose again, brothers and sisters, our sins were taken, were put away, and never to be remembered against us anymore. That's like when the waters, when the Lord restored the sea back to its strength, it came crashing down upon the Egyptians. It killed all of them. They were gone. It's like the blood of Christ that washed our sins clean, gone. The blood of Christ didn't just make a way for us to be saved, brothers and sisters. It is the way we are saved. We are saved by the blood of Christ. We are saved and secure in Him. Go with me to Romans chapter 5 real quick. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Now that is an all that is an inclusive all. That gets everybody. All has sinned. So therefore, all that have sinned, brothers and sisters, that was the separation. That was what separated us from God. And that was the reason that Christ had to come. He had to come. It was His purpose. It was God's purpose to send His Son to save His people. And brothers and sisters, we know we're on this side of Calvary. Thanks be unto God, we're allowed to know this. It is a blessing just to know. Just to know that our Savior liveth. We don't worship a dead God. We don't worship a stone carved idol. Brothers and sisters, we worship the living God. We worship the one and true living God. The one that spared not His own Son. He gave the best He had. How much are we giving to Him? He gave His Son for me. I'm ashamed to know how much I've given to Him. But it's a sobering thought, and it's one that we need to think about. Because even the children of Israel, when they went across on dry land, it wasn't long before they'd forgotten. It wasn't long until they turned to idols. That's just our sin nature. We're wanting to go back. Brothers and sisters, let's keep this word in memory. Let's keep it fresh in our mind. Let's keep our eye on Christ. For if we don't, then we're going to start turning either to the left or to the right. We're going to start veering off of the course. Brothers and sisters, we're going to start growing cold. Our mind's attention will be turned to other things. No. We need to keep our mind on Christ. We need to keep the focus, run the race with patience. We need to be looking towards Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That's the one we need to be looking towards. His word is what we need to read. We need to be studying it every day, keeping it fresh in our mind. But if we don't, that's when the troubles really start to bother us. That's when everything starts taking us away. That's when the cares of the world start crashing in and we don't know where to turn. That's when we're in that vulnerable spot. And brothers and sisters, Satan loves to see us in that vulnerable spot. When he sees us in that vulnerable spot, he's like Pharaoh casting his eyes. I've got him. But brothers and sisters, if we don't cling to the rock, if we don't have that firm foundation with Jesus Christ, he's got us. He's going to have us. But thanks be to God, he doesn't leave us in that condition. Our God is such a great God, more merciful than anything, anybody, anyone on this planet. Even if we do get into a condition, even if we die in that condition, brothers and sisters, if he died for him, if he died for us, we are secured in him. That's grace. That's grace. But let's guard ourselves. Let's guard our mind and heart. Let's not get in that condition. Let's keep it fresh. See the salvation of the Lord. We need to be remembering this each and every day. Keeping this word fresh in our mind. Because we know that by one man sin entered into the world because we needed a Savior. Brothers and sisters, thanks be unto God, we know our Savior came. Our Savior accomplished it and it's secured. Heaven will be our home. Thanks be unto God, we serve a living God. Thanks be unto God, we serve a merciful God. And remember, like I said earlier, the same God that opened the sea for the children of Israel is the same God that reigneth today. So if we come to a point where we have a sea in front of us, we have one to call on. We have one that we can call to that has the ability to even open up the sea. Brothers and sisters, I thank you so much for your kind attention. Please be in prayer. Be on guard each and every day. And remember, fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Thank you. Amen.